This is Stateside. I'm Laura Weber Davis in for April Baer. We're continuing now with our look at what the State Court of Appeals decision means for legal access to abortion in Michigan. The decision today would allow county prosecutors to start mounting criminal charges against abortion providers in a matter of 3 weeks. Here to tell us what the next steps are for Planned Parenthood, the group seeking to protect abortion access through the court system, is Deborah LaBelle. She's one of the lawyers representing the group here. Deborah, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you.
The Court of Appeals decision came as a bit of a surprise to not only newsrooms, but also, more importantly, clinics across the state and doctors. How about with you? Were you surprised by the ruling today?
So we weren't surprised that the complaint for superintending control was dismissed. This is a couple of prosecutors and Right to Life seeking to have Judge Gleischer in the Court of Claims disqualified and also seeking to overturn her injunction. Neither of those things happened. But what was surprising is that three of the judges in the Court of Appeals opined that one of the reasons they didn't have standing was that the county prosecutors were not bound by the injunction. That rationale for the ruling we think is completely wrong. I mean, think of it. If every time you challenged a state statute, if instead of an injunction by a statewide court against the attorney general and involving the legislature, if that didn't apply statewide, even though prosecutors are supervised by the attorney general, if that didn't apply, you would have to seek injunctions in 83 different counties, something that has never been part of our law and would be incredibly chaotic moving forward. And I think it would be a mistake for any prosecutors to think that even after 21 days, they could go in and try to, disobey this injunction based on an unpublished reasoning decision of three judges.
So it sounds like a bit of a mixed bag here, but I would imagine that there's an appeals process that's already going on your end. Can you tell us what happens next?
Well, the reason for the delay of 21 days before the order takes effect, and the Court of Appeals, of course, chose not to have it take immediate effect to allow this time, is to seek an appeal. And we're looking at that. And it's also possible to seek clarification of the preliminary injunction so that it is very clear that this is a statewide injunction that binds all county prosecutors.
When we're talking about clarification, that would be through the state Supreme Court or still through the appeals court?
It could also be through Judge Gleischer, the Court of Claims.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The legislature did file an application for leave to appeal the preliminary injunction, but that has not been granted. And so the preliminary injunction is still in effect. And the question is, how do you interpret the scope of that preliminary injunction?
The state Supreme Court itself has shown little interest, at least thus far, in fast-tracking some definitive decision or legal action on the issue of abortion. What's your read of that slow and methodical route that they appear to be taking?
Well, I think that what was clear is that the status quo was going to be maintained because of this preliminary injunction. And I would note that the legislature, which has now intervened in the Court of Claims case, itself admitted in their answer that the injunction bound all county prosecutors. So all of the parties to the Court of Claims, the Attorney General, the legislature, and the plaintiffs, Planned Parenthood, all agree that this binds all prosecutors in all counties. And I think that the Michigan Supreme Court, recognizing that injunction was in place, the status quo was continuing, all women are still entitled to get treatment and care in Michigan, did not necessarily see a need to rush forward.
But then this would throw that into question, right?
It could, unless it becomes clear that the prosecutors in those counties that are saying they would enforce start to move. I would note that there are 8 counties in which prosecutors said they will not enforce this statute, that they too believe that it's unconstitutional. But we believe that it will become clear, at least within the next 21 days, that the injunction is in full force and enjoins any prosecutors from trying to enforce the statute, and that we should let this play out. I mean, what needs to happen is the courts need to declare one way or another whether this statute is unconstitutional. And everyone should take a breath, maintain the status quo that we've had for 50 years in Michigan until that determination is made.
Deborah, you are an attorney, longtime practice, and so maybe allowing things to play out in the legal system feels more comfortable for you because that's what you've watched things done, and patience is your virtue as an attorney. For the layman, I think that it is really easy to not feel a sense of urgency that isn't necessarily realistic in the courts. How do you, as an attorney, advise doctors, those who are interested parties, clinics, how to proceed with a deep and abiding breath to move forward and allow it to play out rather than to feel quite panicked by this situation?
No, I deeply feel the urgency. And the Planned Parenthood of Michigan and all the providers feel the urgency, as do women in Michigan, which is why we filed suit in April, before even the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the Dobbs case and overruled Roe versus Wade. We felt the urgency, we felt the deep anxiety, and we told the court that irreparable harm is happening, and that is why the court had to enjoin any enforcement of this 1931 statute that's been on the book, making it illegal, a felony, for providers to provide miscarriage and abortion care in Michigan. So I absolutely feel the urgency. All I'm cautioning now is that nothing has changed. And although there are people out there saying, oh, now we can go enforce, they cannot. The opinion doesn't take effect for 21 days. And I believe that during that time, there will be clarification that the injunction is still in place and it will remain in place until the courts can grapple with the real question and determine what we believe should be determined, that this statute violates women's rights in Michigan because it deeply interferes with their constitutional rights to bodily integrity.
What have you been hearing from clinics and doctors and interested parties today?
Well, partly because of a couple of attorneys and prosecutors shouting out that they can now enforce the statute. Obviously, there's incredible anxiety, and that does no one any good in this state. Women and young women urgently need confidence that they can go and get care and treatment for their pregnancy, for their choices surrounding reproductive rights, for miscarriages. And all this does is really create, high anxiety as to whether their choices about their bodies are going to be honored.
So those who are of the interested parties had the knowledge and assumption that when the U.S. Supreme Court decision on Dobbs came down, that it could throw states into this kind of high anxiety that you're talking about and produce this chaos, this confusion on a state-by-state, county-by-county basis. Michigan really can't be alone in this regard, are we? We're not the only ones who are facing these constant questions in the courts.
No. It is an issue in a number of other states that have not yet made clear that women have a constitutional right to choice. And so, and this is going to be the scenario moving forward as other states look at what their state constitutions say, as other states' governors move forward and ensure that women rights are secure. This is the moment we're in. And in Michigan, as in other states, some of this is on the ballots, whether there is a ballot initiative like there is in Michigan, in November, or whether you're making determinations of who to vote for governor, for Senate, for, your state House seats. This is an issue that is very much in the forefront of how we're going to protect our constitutional rights going forward.
One last question for you, Deborah, about that ballot question. Without an answer in statute or in the state constitution, as it were, should we expect this kind of whiplash in the courts for years to come?
I think that eventually this is going to move up, hopefully sooner rather than later, to the Michigan Supreme Court, which has the final word on what our Michigan Constitution has to say. I hope not for a whiplash if the court determines that women have a constitutional right to bodily integrity. However, as we've seen in the U.S. Supreme Court, elections matter. And we saw a U.S. Supreme Court flip from what was our understanding of our rights and laws for decades. So it's true that the ballot initiative is important to enshrine this in our Constitution forever.
Deborah LaBelle is one of the lawyers representing Planned Parenthood of Michigan in the courts right now. Deborah, thanks again for joining us and giving us the update.
Thank you.